Good morning. Today is Friday, December the 23rd. Joining us this morning, alive, upright, limber, hale and hearty, CR President Keith Snowflamer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and I'm not as limber as I think.
Well, you're a whole lot limber than the guy who was sitting here 5 minutes ago.
Okay, got it. Yeah, you got your deal.
Go with it, man. Go with it.
I'm with you. I'm going.
Oh, boy. Let's see if we can get a kind of a quote this morning. Oh, boy. Krishnamurti? J. Krishnamurti. It's only the religious mind that is truly a revolutionary mind.
Interesting.
Yeah. I like that one going into the weekend. Now, you guys have been off for a little bit, right?
Well, actually...
Last week?
Yeah, the college is closed all of next week. So today is the last day of the year calendar year for us.
So you guys are open today?
We are open.
Classes?
No.
Oh, okay. The big buildings where all the important people are.
And we have faculty sending in grades today. So we'll have some students that are happy and students that are not so happy.
Little asking for a little something from Santa, huh?
Yeah, they're either going to be presents or coal in their stockings. I'll see what happens.
Yeah. If there's a pile of coal in front of your door.
I better see if it's really coal.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. Good. Always be inquisitive. Oh. Hey, any status on the I word that sometimes precedes your title?
That's a good question. Well,
is there progress? I mean,
you know what? I think that the board's going to meet and the search committee is going to decide next month who they're going to select to interview.
Oh, okay. So the filtering is starting.
The filtering, the vetting has started. Yeah.
Anxious?
I love my job and I want to keep it.
Game, set, match. Okay, where do I sign?
It really is the best institution I've ever worked.
What makes it so? I mean, from an administrative side, what makes it so?
This is the first place I've seen where everyone loves the institution, and they love the mission, and they're committed to being here for their whole careers and making sure the college survives. And so, very rarely do you see that whole mission being from the staff to this faculty to the administrators saying this place deserves to survive forever.
Is it because of the near death over the last recent history that has kind of brought everybody together?
I think when you look in the face of God, you always kind of wonder what could have happened, if you will. And I think going on show cause was a wake-up call for everyone. To say, you know what, we still have some work to do, but we can do it together.
And the seriousness of it.
And the seriousness and why we do what we do. Absolutely. Hey.
Recommitting to the mission is always a nice, healthy thing.
It's a healthy thing.
KINS News and Information Times, 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with CR President Keith Snowflamer. Keith, this has been a kind of an intriguing year, I would suggest, for the school, not only because of the budget and some of the stuff coming down the turnpike. We've had a number of lawsuits and case studies and things like that, not CR specific, but culturally, that are starting to have some impact. The I guess, non-sex-specific bathroom is one of those things that's kind of sitting out there that's going to change the way you do business. I mean, it's got to. Either you're in compliance or you're not. You know, and you've been on one side of that line. I don't think you guys want to stay on that side of the line. So as you have your budget and your plans put in play,
yes,
and now an outside force changes things.
Yes.
How do you build that flexibility into the system without upsetting the apple cart?
I think that your greater question isn't about the bathroom situation, but I think the larger question is, how does a college like CR, which is a public institution, react to the laws that are coming from the government? Bathrooms is one thing that's pretty minor these days, but the other issue, quite frankly, is what are we doing to react to the federal government in terms of the undocumented students? You know, that is probably the greater question for California colleges, UC, CSUs, as well as two-year schools, because we have about, in California, we have about 387,000 what's called DACA students who are undocumented, who are still students in our system.
Now, these aren't the kids who are from overseas or abroad, who come in with a student visa.
No,
these are purely, we don't know where you came from.
Well, these are students who came here with their parents, who started in our school system. So their parents may be undocumented, but the students who have been in our educational system are still here. So the question is, how do we keep our institutions open to those students in the face of the uncertainty of what's going on with the federal government?
Now my recollection was, in order to get a loan,
yes,
to enroll, to get a parking pass, you need to have a Social Security number. Now, if these folks don't, how do they get into the system, and how have they been able to go through junior high and high school to get to the point where you guys are now looking at it at the community college level, or the four-year schools?
Well, you know, the K through 12, that's free, so they don't need federal financial aid for that.
Right, but you still need the number.
Well, actually, by law, we do not have to collect a student's social number.
Really?
Just to get into college. But if they want to apply for financial aid, then yes, they do. Now,
so I could just show up and say I'm Keith?
Yeah.
And without any supporting documentation, and I'm now Keith Smith? And could take classes?
As long as
I'm paying.
What we'll do is that we'll ask for proof of ID, and students will get a student ID number, but they can enroll with not a SSN. Now, if they want aid, then they'll have to have a social number.
So how do you track them then when you, okay, they graduate from Redwoods and are moving on to a four-year, using the same strategy?
Yes.
How do you know that your Bob Jones, isn't the same one of 25 Bob Joneses enrolling at Berkeley, say? How do they keep them separate?
Right now, and that's what the state's looking at now, is trying to have, they're trying to build a bridge between the two-year schools and also intra-system for all the two-year schools, but also tracking between a two-year school and a four-year school. So we don't have a good handoff with that yet, but I know that that's something that the state is trying to solve that particular problem.
Other states in the union probably are dealing with the same thing, maybe not to the same percentages or the magnitude as California.
Yes,
I would imagine there's quite so many in Wyoming as there are in California.
True, but I think...
Does somebody have a process that can be emulated?
I think what you're seeing across the nation is that most of the public schools and also private schools are questioning how to deal with what's the undocumented students, and that we want to be as open as we can because that's our mission, but also we want to make sure that we comply with the federal law. And so there are two things we're doing now. One is we are not going to release any personal information unless we are either subpoenaed or the students give us, or there's a court order, or the students give us the okay to do so. You know, because that's
what we're doing. Is that normal now?
It's normal now.
Okay.
Right, but some people just don't realize that, but we want to put it out there. That's exactly what we're doing.
So where's the State Department of Education? I mean, there are these folks with the fancy robes and the name trustee at the state level. Isn't this job one for them?
Explain your question for me.
Why hasn't the system already developed this? Because there are people who are in charge of the state education system that you would think would be have wrestled this elephant a long time ago.
Well, that's a good question. But now, prior to November, we didn't know that it was going to be an issue. Okay, and so now we have the trustees at the UC, CSUs, as well as the two-year school system, saying that we need to deal with it, and that's what the state is doing through Sacramento.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Keith Snowflamer from College of the Redwoods. Talk Shop presented by the Salvation Army, REDEC, and by CDH Painting. What's the big challenges out there for the remainder, other than personnel decisions?
Yeah.
For the remainder of the year? Is it budgetary? Is it legislative?
Yes.
Determinations and influences? What maintenance? What does the elephant have on his side that's in the middle of the room?
You know, going into spring semester, two things concern me. One is how does California, Sacramento, going to react to the federal government, and making sure that that's good. The other part that concerns me.
Overall, or in the educational sector?
Just the educational sector. Just the education side. I'm not concerned with the budget. We solved this year's budget problem, and we've solved next year's budget problem. My concern is going into 18 and 19, what is the budget going to look like? Because being in California long enough, you see the ebbs and flows of the economy. Our problem is going to be, how do we position CR to be able to weather what happens in the economy, so that if California dips, then CR doesn't have to take the brunt of it. So how do we even that out? And that's what our long-term structural budget problem is going to have to be solved.
Is it a permanent structural problem, or is it the equivalent of PERS that you guys are wrestling that is going through the system of the retirement benefits?
It's both. It's both, because we can always set aside money to weather the PERS question. I'm not concerned with that, but a structural budget in terms of the percentage of our budget that's personnel versus a percentage of our budget that's operational. You know, and so
operational out of balance?
We spend 85%, 86% of our budget is on personnel. Now, I'd love to be able to get that down to the core. What do we need core personnel? And that's in the faculty.
What is a sweet spot? If you're at 86, and forget about the pain and the screaming and jumping off the top floor,
absolutely,
reaction, what's the target? 75%? 80%?
You know, that's a hard question, because our sweet spot will be dependent upon what our enrollment is. So the more enrollment, the FTS we get, then the more allocation we get from the state, which means then we can funnel more money to the operations and personnel. So really, if we had about 80%, even a little less than that, but about 80%, that is dependent on our enrollment. So the other piece we have to do is boost our enrollment going into spring semester.
Just to get those ratios where you feel are healthy.
Because we have to grow because the cost of operations are continuing to grow on an annual basis. So which means our FTS has to grow or we have to continue to cut. Now, I've never seen a college or a business cut its way out of deficit or to grow.
Yeah, at some point it's a cash flow issue.
It's a cash flow issue. So we have to boost enrollment. So right now, as of today, we're seeing about 8.6% increase of enrollment from last year.
That's got to give you a little relief, just mental relief.
I have
the
great
trend
relief.
Is a positive.
I have a great relief today, you know. But
2 years down the road,
I'll take whatever happens in a month from now. Let's see what happens when school actually starts. But the trend is working very well. And how can we expand on the foundation of the FTS enrollment, going into back into the prisons at Pelican Bay? More classes there, more classes outreach from not just Eureka and other campuses and sites, but go out to where the students and our communities need us. That's our focus.
The high school concurrent enrollment programs and opportunities.
Concurrent and
have.
Dual enrollment, yes.
Does that count for you and for the high school, or is that a high school student that is able to tap into you guys?
If they take our courses, of course, then we get the FTS. But we also give money back to the school district in a stipend based on our MOUs, and which is state law.
So it's a discounted figure.
Right. And so
but it's still a plus.
And so the state doesn't have to pay for the students twice.
They got they figured that one out, huh?
They and I think that we have that one solved. But our current concurrent enrollment and dual enrollment isn't just good for CR in terms of FTS, but it saves the state a lot of money because the students are taking college courses in high school. They're getting classes. They're getting credit. And when they go to college and they don't need the financial aid because they've already had it on an earlier basis. And the parents must be. Would be happy because they don't have to pay for it twice either.
Why not, love this one, why not campaign to have the state close five?
Five what?
Community colleges throughout the state, forcing the enrollment out.
You know,
or are they seen as like the neighborhood school, and if my neighborhood doesn't have a school, I'm just not going to go. It's not a matter of me going somewhere else. I just won't go.
That whole conversation has been around the two-year school system since I've been here. But the question is, if the system wanted to close a school, which one would they close? So all the rural colleges are the ones that are in trouble financially. But so if you close a CR, where does a student go for those first 2 years? Or you close a school like Lassen. Where does a student go?
Yeah,
Lassen, there's nothing
Shasta,
there.
Siskiyou,
right.
Yeah.
And so
I wouldn't
really
think it would be the
school.
I don't think it would be the boonies. I would think it would be the urban center ones,
which
where there are multiple choices within 10 miles or 20 miles.
I hear your argument.
Doesn't carry water though, huh?
The schools in LA, San Diego have a lot of political will. But I would not advocate closing any two-year school because students need us.
Oh, I heard what you said. We're going to talk about the 4 years when we come back. It's 8:42.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:47. Final minutes before Christmas, at least.
Oh, and I'm not done
for
shopping.
This show.
Not done
no,
shopping.
No, I've still got a couple things I want to run around
course, I'm gonna buy some stuff for myself. Christmas presents.
Oh, you dog. You do that?
I do.
You wrap it?
Yes.
To Keith, from Keith?
No.
Love you, babe.
I just simply buy it for me.
Oh, okay.
Because I've been good all year.
It's not the dog buying or... No, okay, no. Fine. Before the break, you said, made reference to.
Yes.
Two-year schools.
Yeah.
And with an implication towards the four-year. And there's a bunch of us who wonder why the UCs and state universities in California offer some of the classes they do. Bonehead English, or whatever it's called now.
I don't think it's called Bonehead, like an English 101.
Sure, you have your terminology. You wrap your gift your way, I wrap it my way. Okay.
I shall indeed.
And other remedial classes that are out there that are being taught at a 4-year, which is stupid asinine, having the faculty's time, effort, and resources being spent on teaching kids that shouldn't qualify for the school to get them to the point to qualify for the school, to be able to take a class that counts. That's kind of your guys' function. So why the redundancy there where it's not allowed in a bunch of other areas?
Let's shift the question a little bit. Because two things, I think, are the community colleges have to do a much better branding and marketing job of itself to say we offer those same beginner classes, both remedial and transfer level classes, that you could take at any 2-year school in the system.
You don't think the moms and dads and the kids know that?
I don't think they all know that, but I think some of the kids and the moms and dads want to send their child to a Berkeley for 4 years and not have the stigma in their minds of going to a community college first.
So you get a pure degree, so to speak.
Exactly. And so we have to do a better job at marketing to parents and students. But also, I think that's what our associate degrees of transfer that we have set up with CSUs and the 2-year school system, that a student get an ADT, then they automatically guarantee transfer within any of the CSU system for that first 2 years. And so that's one way we're doing it.
So you think it's not financial, you think it's emotional?
I think it's emotional.
Okay. Thanks for coming by, bud.
My pleasure. Now I'm going to go do some Christmas
shopping. Yeah, don't forget everybody you like. See everybody on Monday. Merry Christmas.